4. Ephesians chapter 4. I won't be long tonight. I hope you bear with me for a few moments. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32, the Bible says this, I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon thy wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Would to God today that people would get a hold of that one verse right there. This world would be a whole lot kinder world today. It would be a lot sweeter place to live. There wouldn't be these things going on in our world that we know today that breaks hearts. There's too many today have given place to the devil. Let him that steals steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to them that have that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow in your presence, we do so, Lord, with broken hearts tonight. And Father, I pray that you will help us to be able to get this message to our people. Lord, I pray for our family that you bless and help them, Lord. Give us strength in this day in which we now live. Heartache which has now abounded. Oh, dear God, I pray that you would intervene. Bless thy word tonight, Lord, and help us to know, dear God, the life of a Christian far outweighs the life of that Christ rejecter. Lord, I pray that you will bless us. Help us tonight, O God. Forgive us our sin in Christ's name. And amen. Emmanuel, our message tonight deals mainly with the noticeable change all Christians are to be involved with. Namely, the change in our everyday life and walk. Our text reading has much information which will help us in figuring out just what and how the born-again Christian is to live, to walk, to interact with others in this world. Not only that, but just how we are to interact with our Heavenly Father which called us and saved us by His grace. God does not, nor will not, bless unrighteousness. He does not and will not bless sin and sinful acts. So how we portray ourselves, I believe, is very important to our well-being, to our contentment as Christians, as believers. God always, you hear me now, God always blesses righteousness. I'm not saying that we're always perfect. Very seldom have we ever been noted as perfect individuals. Maybe not ever. I couldn't even begin to imagine, because I know that I'm a sinful creature. And yet, my God loves me. Amen. But first of all, tonight, I want us to kind of just go through this. The Bible tells us we're not to walk as the lost world around us. Now, as we're looking in this 29th lesson in the Christian Life and Walk series, there are many things we have covered down through the many weeks we have been in this study. And many times we kind of piggyback on different sermons and different lessons that we cover. But it's all to remind us once again the importance of the Christian life and walk. We are God's people. There's something special about you in the fact that you're born again. You're blood washed and blood bought. Therefore, we as God's people are to be different in this world in which we live. We're not to live as the Gentiles, the lost Gentiles are, as the Bible speaks. We're to be different. In verses 17 through verse 19, the Bible says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness." The Apostle Paul directs those here at Ephesus to be different from the lost sinners of the world who walk in ungodliness and in sin. These things are what the lost sinners of the world are known for. These very things, these very acts, these very things that cause division and just the everything that we see in the world today is a direct result of walking in the greediness of the mind of the lost and rebellious Christ rejecter. That's the reason why this nation is in such a shape she's in tonight. That's the reason why the world is in such a shape tonight. And we need to understand that. In Ephesians 4 and 22, the Bible says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Now, I didn't give you my title message text tonight. It is "Flee the Old and Cling to the New." That's what we as born-again Christians are supposed to be doing. Now, I pray that God will help us tonight and direct us along our way. The Bible says in verse 25, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Listen tonight. The things that we are dealing with tonight are the things that lost sinners are known for. These traits should never be found in the saved sinner's life. We are to be living in such a way that we truly represent the life and walk of Jesus Christ. Now, you take time to write these down and read them in your leisure. But in Philippians 2, verses 12 through 15, and Colossians 3, 5 through 9, tells us some of the things and some of the ways we are not supposed to be living and walking in. There's very given evidence in God's Word that directs us in the way we are supposed to walk and talk. So we're to put off all these things that the lost world embraces. We're to put off lying, cheating, stealing. We're to put off all those filthy things that make man and make woman a disgrace in the eyes of a holy God. Amen. That's what I'm talking about tonight. We're supposed to be dealing with. Put those things far from you. Bible says, you know, I've heard people say, well, it's only a little lie, a little white lie. You know, God's Word says that's one of the things that He abhors is a lie. He abhors that one who has lying lips. It's an abomination to Him, says Proverbs. You see, a lot of times folks, I'll be honest with you. I listened to some of the hearings today and I never heard so many lies brought forth in all of my days. Knowingly, openly lying in a Congress setting, lying to the people of America, lying to their constituents, and don't even think twice about nor bat an eye. Knowing the evidences and knowing the real truths, they keep on spreading lies. That goes on in America every day, all over this whole United States. Not only in America, but it's in the world. The Bible says about lies that it will be the downfall of many a man. Now, secondly, the thing that I want us to realize is that we're supposed to, first of all, put off the old, and now we're to put on the new man. That's what happens at salvation, amen? We are to put on the new man. In verse 23 and 24 of our text of Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Think about that. This new man comes about only by salvation. It does not come about by being in the right situation, being in the right environment. You know, many times you hear people talk about if you only had the right environment. Listen, folks. Sin is prevalent. You get the right environment, you're going to mess it up. You're talking about an environment that cannot save. Living right does not save you. But being right in God's eyes does. That means trusting God and His Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. Again, this new man comes only by salvation. Therefore, to the redeemed and for the redeemed, it should not be an arbitrary thought tonight. It shouldn't be some concept that is unattainable and unreachable. We are to put on the new man, and that new man comes automatically at rebirth. So if you're saved by the grace of God, there's a new man there. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's not something you work up. It is there if you're really saved by the grace of God. The new man is there. That's what happens at real salvation. That's the reason why the Bible teaches us that these old things are supposed to be passed away. They're supposed to be old hat. I mean, you shouldn't even consider that tonight. This is the fundamental change within our makeup. Our spiritual DNA should experience a real metamorphosis, a change so profound that we cannot nor wish not for the old man in his ways again. That word metamorphosis, it is marked in the dictionary as a complete or marked change in appearance and character and condition. A supernatural transformation caused by supernatural powers. Now, there was another word that our dictionary gives there, of course, that I left out, and that word was supposed. There's nothing supposed about my God and His supernatural powers. He is real. But, you know, of course, you know, you're dealing with a dictionary of the world, so you're going to find those kind of things in it. But listen, when the world around us views our daily life and walk, it should not be hard to tell that we've been with the Lord. Amen? It shouldn't be hard for the world around to decipher whether you're saved by the grace of God or not. It should be an easy thing for you to be portraying to those out in darkness. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, the Bible says this, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." That, my friend, is a promise from God's Word. You stay close to the Word of God and listen, and it's just like you resist the devil. That's what you're doing. You're resisting the devil. You stay in God's Word, you're resisting the devil. When you walk by God's Word, you're resisting the devil. You're resisting the temptation that the devil's always putting in front of you to reach for, to grab after. You're not doing those things. And folks, you're being a light that you need to be. Now, lastly tonight, the new man is caring and he's forgiving. We as born-again believers should and will carry this trait with us at all times and everywhere. You began reading at Ephesians 4:30, and you read down through chapter 5 and the first two verses there, and I'm telling you, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. The Bible says in verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Church family, we're to always be walking in love. Our Christian life and walk will always, and I mean always, lead us to be caring, loving, and forgiving. That's what Christians do. That's the way that we live our lives. And that's the way we ought to live. In verse 15 of Ephesians 5, the Bible says this, "See then that you walk circumspectly, marked. See that you walk like a marked man. See that people realize and know that you're something different. You're saved. You're born again. You're a Christian. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, Be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, there's only one way to fulfill all our Christian duties and to be making melody in our hearts. And that's to be living Christ-like. Amen? To be living in the light. To be promoting that light. To be bearing that light. May we as God's people truly find it within ourselves to be sure that we bear that light. There's a world of hurt out there. There's a world of people that are hurting and longing. Make sure that the light of Christ is glowing through you. Sometimes it's all the hope that people need is just to see Jesus in you. May God help you tonight. May God help me. May God help us all to be that new man that we're supposed to be. Let's all stand, please.